EMU Regents announced that two additional faculty representatives will be added to the board's presidential search committee. That gives a total of three positions to faculty in the 12-member committee. Regent Michelle Crum says the decision was made after meeting with teachers. She says they discussed concerns that faculty's role in the process was too limited.
The result of talking to them was that we want to add two more people on there. So if they have three people on that search advisory committee, that's huge. It's a very loud voice for them to have, because they would, in essence, capture 25% of the committee would be dedicated to faculty, and that's a significant number.
Howard Bunces leads EMU's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. He told the board that the number of faculty on the committee doesn't change the main problem, that the candidates will be chosen behind closed doors.
I'm speaking today about the board's misguided, short-sighted, and unfortunate decision to make the presidential search a closed and secret search, ensuring that the campus community will not have any significant input into the selection of the next president of Eastern Michigan University.
Bunces says the presidential search process violates Michigan's Open Meetings Act. He announced the union will pull the representative from the search committee in protest. Faculty Senate President Susan Norton told the board that a confidential search deprives EMU staff, students, and Ypsilanti residents from having a say in who will lead the school. She asked Regents to respond by this Friday to faculty members' request for a public search for EMU's next president. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.